Morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
What a fascinating cross-section of humanity.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I always thought we were like specimens in a human zoo.
Y94.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie, the Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. So we talked to her when she got her golden ticket to Hollywood. Now we'll talk to her again now that she's made the top 15 women on American Idol. Andrina of West Fargo, killing it on American Idol, sang Ellie Goulding's Burn and scored herself a spot in that top 15 women. We chat to her in about 20 minutes. 7:40 this morning, she'll be joining the show. Right now, though, I want to tackle this one for Kathy. If you could run through it for us real quick.
Well, I'm wondering if other parents have dealt with this same issue I'm having. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I'm here with her right now with a bag full of Valentine's cards and candy for classmates. And, you know, she came home a couple weeks ago with a note about how, you know, please send them with enough of everything for all the kids in the class to exchange for Valentine's Day. But I'm kind of hesitant to send her right now because, to be honest, there is this one child in the class, this boy, and he makes her life a living hell. I mean, I'm constantly hearing about him, and so are the other parents. He's basically the class bully. So I'm supposed to send my daughter to school with candy and a card to exchange with this kid? I mean, you know, from my perspective, I don't even want her associating with this child. So why should I send her to school with some nice things for him? Valentine's Day, whatever. I don't care. And I kind of feel like, you know, she's upset because she thinks she's going to get in trouble when she goes to school. And I'm trying to tell her, honey, don't worry. Like, mommy's going to get in trouble. It's not you. And if I'm questioned about it, I'll just be honest. He's a bully. And am I wrong to not want my daughter to associate and exchange Valentine's gifts with this child? I don't know. I need some answers.
Well, and here's where kind of the double-edged thing comes in, because I'm sitting here and I was trying to think of what I thought. And if she were to go and give this kid, you know, a little Milky Way and a card or whatever about how much their friendship means, or it would be lies, and you're rewarding his behavior. But if she doesn't give him anything, which it sounds like that's the plan as it is right now, is she not also kind of bullying the bully? Is she a bully because she's not giving somebody a Valentine, the one person in class that does not receive one from her? One could argue that's bullying.
No, that's kind of where I went too. I mean, you don't want to, like you said, reward him for bullying these kids, but at the same time, you don't want him to feel badly for not getting something and everyone else did.
So as it stands right now, I mean, it's a little bit late to change the scenario. I mean, she's going, they're going to do this today. You haven't talked to the teacher at all?
No, I haven't spoken to the teacher yet, and, you know, I was hoping not to, but if it happens, if I have to be confronted, then so be it. And I'll be honest, he's a bully. I don't think she should be even associating with him.
So you're not going to bring it up, and your daughter's not going to bring it up unless it becomes a conversation. If, you know, their little boxes, their shoe boxes or whatever, they're sticking these in. If the teacher is alerted to the fact that he has less than there are kids in the class and it becomes a conversation, then you're going to kind of defend it? Or, yeah, what's the plan here?
That is the plan, just to not exchange anything with him. And if someone comes to me or my daughter, then yes, I will give them the explanation. And I'm just trying to see if I'm absolutely wrong on this or no. Because, you know, that's exactly what I'm afraid of. He's been a bully to these kids, especially to my daughter. Why should she reward him?
Okay. Well, clearly you are having some second thoughts. So if people were to be like, no, just give them something and be done with it. I mean, is there a chance you would swing into Stop and Go, you know, the gas station on the way and just get a little something, or just another candy bar? Or are you pretty settled in your ways?
No, that's why I called. I definitely want to hear some other parents' opinions. Maybe they've kind of encountered, you know, something like this with their children. So I just kind of want to hear what other people think. And I'm not opposed to changing at all. I just need to hear, like, some, you know, valid reasons.
Well, listen, I think we can have a really good conversation about it, and we will try to do it relatively quickly. So maybe if you were going to make an adjustment, we can do it before you guys get to school, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll hang out in the car and listen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, I need a couple of quick thoughts for her, real quick, because they're on their way to school right now. 237 hits. You can text 35270. The bully in the class, does he get a Valentine or no?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I'm not going to lie. I still have my Spice Girls CD from back in the day.
It really skips a lot, though.
Flush the Format Friday.
Put your car. Y94.
Flush the Format Friday, Valentine's Edition. Zero, Rat and Maggie, Playhouse in the Morning. This group therapy session could really be called speed therapy because we're trying to rush through this one a little bit because Kathy is in the car on the way to school right now with her daughter. And as it stands right now, this boy, her daughter was nine.
I think so.
9 years old. So let's say second or third grade, depending. And they're on their way now. Box full of Valentine's card, little candy for every kid in class but one. There's a bully there, a boy that torments her daughter every single day. And even though they were told by the teacher, the school, whatever school that is, we're not dragging any specific district into this. I know there's only a couple, but there's enough that you don't know what we're talking about. That's good. They were told, hey, bring one for every kid in class. Whatever school that is. I think all of them say that allow this. I think most of them say that. And mom's like, well, why would we give one to the bully? So currently does not have one. And she's having second thoughts, doubts as she's driving to school with her daughter this morning going, eh. Was that the right thing to do? Does the bully get a Valentine? Is really the question. 237 hits. You can text 35270. I sit here and I talk myself into both points of view. Because I go, well, if you don't give one, are you kind of bullying him and sinking to that level? But if you give one, then are you just rewarding bad behavior? I don't know.
See, I think she just needs to give him one. Be the bigger person. This is what you're teaching your kids. Like, just be the better person.
Here's your Milky Way. And really, it's what, a Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, Dora the Explorer card,
right.
Piece of cardboard and with a Skittles tape to it. You could argue, does it even matter?
Right.
Hi, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I think the bully should get it on time because you have to drown people with happiness or drown people with niceness because if you're nice to them, they're probably going to be nice to you.
Perfect, thank you. 237 hits. You can text 35270. A couple of people point on the text club something that I think is probably pretty true. Are they actually, are they literally going to count and like check off? I got one from Carl and Susie and little Becca, and I don't think that's going to happen. So you could, maybe they will never even know, and it's a non-issue. Some more of those texts, Rat.
She needs to give the kid a Valentine to be in a not good situation. He's bullying probably because he's not in a good situation at home. Absolutely ridiculous that she would not send a Valentine's card to this kid. Even if the kid is a class bully, obviously the kid learns it from somewhere, probably at home. You have to teach your kids kindness no matter what the situation. Somebody else said, you're putting your daughter in an awkward position, and that's not being a very good lesson to teach your daughter. You and your daughter should be the bigger people and give him a Valentine. For lack of a better term, it's immature to bully back. Somebody else said she should talk to the teacher about it. Send your daughter with enough Valentines. If not, it could make it worse for her daughter. And I feel this is something the teacher needs to know about without having to guess with this passive-aggressive act.
Should the bully get a Valentine? 9 years old, currently does not have one on the car ride to school. Your thoughts?
Okay. So, to be honest, I'm a little bit butthurt about it because, in elementary school, there's going to always be that bully. But to think for the parents, especially to be like, oh, we should get on his level. He should have a taste of his own medicine. To be honest, he's an adolescent child. And for him to grow out of that, you need to express and show him some love because maybe he's having problems at home or anything outside of the matter. But you need to be able to relate to him and think outside of the box because he is a child. And I'm sure he's going to grow out of it someday. And the nicer her daughter or she is to him, then he'll know what love is and know how to share it. So I feel like, if anything, she should get him a bigger Valentine than anybody else because I think he deserves it as a child and also learning how to love back. So
perfect. You know, good comment. We appreciate you calling in. 237 hits. You can text 35270 to get to the Playhouse in the morning. Currently, the bully in the class does not have a Valentine in their car ride to school. Mom's having second thoughts. I can tell you just from my experience, Kathy, the mom that called in, I didn't have the most successful childhood when it comes to dealing with bullies. I had a couple of them. And I don't remember ever neglecting somebody on Valentine's Day. We did the exchange with the shoebox, little drop box too. And what I did with a class list that got passed around. I sat and I wrote one out to every single name, and I got my box full of candy and didn't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just ate my candy. To be honest with you, don't think I even read the Valentine's. Really just signed my name on everyone I wrote out. It was Ninja Turtles or whatever it was. I think maybe you've thought too much about it. Maybe thought too much. That's what I think. Hi.
All right, so being a mommy myself, I have girls that are 4 and 5, and my 5-year-old is having the exact same problem with the little boy in her class. The teachers seem that they're not caring about the fact that she's getting picked on every day by this little boy. She comes home crying because of how tormenting he is to her. And the only thing I could tell her when we had the Valentine's Day list is you write out your Valentine's to who you want to. If you don't want to write them for the whole class, you don't have to. So this morning she's passing them out, and she didn't write one out for that little boy, but she did for everyone else. And you know what? That's what happens when you're a little bully. And if they can't take care of it, then the parents should be taking care of it. And neither one of them can, then he doesn't deserve to be getting Valentine's on Valentine's Day.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hi.
I agree with the mom. Stick to her plan. There's nothing wrong. Her daughter is not a bully. I would do the same thing. This sounds kind of harsh, but I think the kids, the schools have gotten a little bit too nicey-nice, you know, birthday party invitations for everybody, everything for everybody. You know, yes, some kids get sad, absolutely, but, you know, they're losing some of those social skills, some of those life lessons. You're not going to be invited to everything. Everybody's not going to be friends with you. We teach our kids other life lessons since they were younger. And then also, you know, exactly as you had stated, rewarding the behavior. Exactly. I teach my kids, treat others as you're being treated. You know, not saying for her to go bully him, but
right.
Why is she going to be nice if he's a bully? That's rewarding the behavior. No, and maybe it'll bring attention to the situation, and maybe his parents need to be talked to. This is why your kid didn't get these Valentines, because there's issues here. We need to address something.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going back and forth on it, to be honest with you. I hear what you're saying, but then also, I think there's a time and a place for everything. If there's bullying going on in the classroom, this should be a conversation. I mean, Kathy, you can go in there, you can talk to the teacher, talk to the principal, talk to this kid's parents. Nip that in the butt. Deal with that. But it's kind of like, you remember Cheryl from Halloween,
mm-hmm.
with the little bitchy letter she wanted to do instead of candy. There's a time and a place. Sure, childhood obesity is an issue, but is that the time and place? No, that's not why we do trick-or-treating. Yes, it's something that needs to be dealt with, but it's not your place, and now is not the time. I would say kind of like with this Valentine's 10-minute gift card handout in class today, is this the time and the place? I'm just asking the question. Maybe rat a final stretch of text.
A couple teachers weighing in. As a teacher, I understand where you're coming from, but please don't put your daughter in that uncomfortable situation. It'll create a scene for her that will at best be uncomfortable and at worst actually provoke the other kids. I'm a substitute teacher in the school district here, and I can tell you that it means a lot to each of these kids to get a Valentine from everybody in class. He may be a bully, but he probably really does care if he gets a Valentine or not. And this woman should not want her daughter to believe this kid by not showing him the respect that he should be showing her. Maybe if all the kids in her class give the bully a Valentine, he'll want to stop bullying them. Also, good point. Somebody says, let the child decide if she wants to give the other kid candy. Ultimately, she should be able to decide since the bullying is happening to her. Yes, all of the kids should give candy to each other to be nice, but I can understand how the parents of the other child might backlash on the ones that didn't give back. Maybe wait to see if he gives her a Valentine first.
So for you, Kathy, I know you're in a tough spot because you're literally on your way there right now. I don't envy the place you're in because I know you're struggling with the decision. Certainly, I hope we gave you some good advice. I would be very curious to know what you end up doing. If you want to let us know, I would be very curious. We got to dive into a break. Flush Format Friday continues with Backstreet Boys in a couple of minutes. And after that, Andrina of West Fargo and American Idol talks about being in the top 15 women.
Party animals.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.